FICO score versions. FICO scores have been in use for over 25 years by many kinds of lenders to make more informed credit granting decisions, to keep up with behavioral trends of consumers, and to suit the evolving needs of lenders. The FICO score model has been redeveloped over the years. The result is that there are multiple FICO score versions available, in addition to the most widely used version, FICO Score 8. Additional FICO score versions, as well as industry-specific auto and bank card versions, are also included in the FICO score products on credit monitoring services, such as MyFICO.com. With all FICO score versions, the keys to FICO scores remain the same. Make payments on time. Keep credit card balances low. Open new credit accounts only when needed. Part 1. Base FICO score versions and updates. One reason why there are multiple FICO score versions is that the FICO score model is updated periodically, resulting in a new FICO score version released to market every several years. The most recent FICO score version that is widely used by lenders is FICO Score 8. Why are there multiple FICO score versions? Quite a bit has changed since lenders first started using FICO scores in 1989. Lenders' credit granting requirements, data reporting practices, consumer demand for credit, and consumer use of credit have all evolved. FICO has redeveloped its scoring formula several times to keep pace with this changing credit landscape, ensuring that it remains an intuitive predictor of credit risk. FICO score models are updated to keep lending fast and fair for both the lender and consumer. When we update our model, we make sure that the score reflects changing consumer credit behavior, including their newest analytic technology, and is adjusted for recent data reporting enhancements. When a new FICO score version is developed, they release it to the market. From there, each lender determines if and when it will upgrade to the latest version. Some lenders make the upgrade quickly, while others may take several years. This is why some lenders are currently using different versions of the FICO score. Consider FICO score models this way. Think of how people use different versions of computer operating systems or have older or newer generations of smartphones. They all share the same base functionality, but the latest versions also have unique updated features to meet evolving user needs. The same goes for FICO scores. The various score versions in use today all share a similar underlying foundation, effectively identifying high-risk credit users from low-risk ones. With every score update, unique features are incorporated that leverage new risks prediction technology and better reflects recent consumer credit behavior. The end result is a more predictive score that helps lenders make more informed lending decisions. This ultimately makes the credit process easier, faster, and fairer for you. Part 2. Industry-specific FICO scores. Industry-specific FICO scores are versions of scores that are optimized for a certain type of credit product, such as auto loans or credit cards. The foundation of these versions is the same as the base FICO score versions, but they are fine-tuned based on industry-specific risk behavior. The difference between base FICO scores and industry-specific scores? Base FICO scores, such as FICO Score 8, are designed to predict the likelihood of not paying as agreed in the future on any credit obligation, whether it's a mortgage, credit card, student loan or other credit product. Industry-specific FICO scores incorporate the predictive power of base FICO scores, while also providing lenders a further refined credit risk assessment, tailored to the type of credit the consumer is seeking. For example, auto lenders and credit card issuers may use FICO Auto Score or a FICO Bank Card Score, respectively, instead of base FICO scores. FICO Auto Scores and FICO Bank Card Scores have these aspects in common. Many lenders may use these scores instead of the base FICO score. It is up to each lender to determine which score they will use and what other financial information they will consider in their credit review process. The versions range from 250 to 900 compared to 300 to 850 for base FICO scores, and higher scores continue to equate to lower risk. Which FICO score version is important to your clients? Consider these guidelines. Financing a new car? You'll likely want to know your FICO auto scores, the industry-specific scores used in the majority of auto financing-related credit evaluations. They are also called auto-enhanced credit scores. Applying for a credit card? You'll likely want to know your FICO bank card scores, or FICO Score 8, the score versions used by many credit card issuers. Purchasing a home or refinancing an existing mortgage? You'll want to know the base FICO score versions, previous to FICO Score 8, as these are the scores used in the majority of mortgage-related credit evaluations. For other types of credit, such as personal loans, student loans, and retail credit, you'll likely want to know your FICO Score 8, the score most widely used by lenders. A new FICO model is on the rise. For years, many consumers have faced a catch-22 when it comes to getting credit. To qualify for a credit card or obtain another type of loan, you typically need to have a credit history to show lenders that you are responsible and able to pay off debt. But it's hard to build a solid credit history if you cannot get credit in the first place. Recent changes to the way the Fair Isaac Corporation or FICO determine credit scores could change that, potentially giving millions more Americans access to credit. In early April of 2015, FICO announced that it was partnering with Equifax and LexisNexis to gather data about consumers' past payments on utility and cell phone bills, as well as how frequently they change addresses. FICO plans to use that information to develop credit scores for up to 15 million people who don't currently have enough information in their credit report to generate a score. The program is currently in its pilot stages, with 12 of the biggest issuers of credit cards using the new data to make decisions about offering credit. So far, the program has been a success according to FICO, which plans to roll out the score to more lenders later in the year. FICO's focus is on expanding access to credit and not just simply scoring more people. Their approach also addresses a paradox for people seeking their first traditional credit product. In the past, you often needed a credit history before you can get traditional credit. The new approach to scoring is welcome news to credit card issuers and other financial institutions that are looking for a way to bring millions of consumers into the financial mainstream. By broadening the pool of people who are eligible for credit, these companies can expand their customer base. Financially responsible consumers who are struggling to prove their creditworthiness may also benefit. 90% of Americans currently own a cell phone, according to the Pew Research Center. In comparison, just 71% have a credit card, according to a Gallup poll, and this is down 7% since 2008. Some of those people may be credit-free by choice, but others may want credit but are unable to get it because of a sparse credit history. By looking at whether those people are able to pay a cell phone or a cable bill on time, card issuers may be able to offer credit to a wider swath of consumers, possibly on better terms than they would have been able to get elsewhere. The move to include data about cell phone and utility payments in credit scores could have unintended consequences. Consumer advocates have lobbied against considering utility payments when computing credit scores. The National Consumer Law Center has argued that low-income consumers, who fall behind on their utility bills in the winter or summer, when energy costs typically spike, may end up with black marks on their credit history as a result of these high spikes, even if they later make up the payments. The bad credit history that results can often be worse than no credit history, as NCLC stated. Consumers often struggle to pay cell phone bills as well. A little less than half of people whom the Pew Research Center identified as smartphone dependent, the 20% of U.S. adults who said their phone was their primary way of accessing the internet, said that they had been forced to cancel or shut off their service because they couldn't afford to pay the bill. People who fall behind on their cell phone bills may end up with a lower credit score, while it's possible that those who cancel their service periodically may end up with a spotty history that could also affect their score. People who move around a lot may also end up with less than stellar credit scores under this new system. Address history speaks to consumer stability. Yet the very people who are left out of current credit scoring models are also relatively mobile. It's not clear how frequently a person would have to move for it to hurt credit scores, but there's little doubt that including such a factor in the calculation could hurt young people and renters who change addresses more frequently than most other groups, according to U.S. Census data. These new credit scores are a work in progress, and a number of kinks will have to be worked out before they enjoy widespread adoption. For now, consumers who already have a FICO score probably won't be affected by the changes, as CNN reports that the new scores will be separate from current ones. But consumers with little or no credit history may want to start paying extra attention to paying their cell phone and electric bills on time, since this data could soon have a major effect on their financial future.